Go operator.
Joined.
Spanish interpreter on the English channel.
Joined.
Carlton Samuels.
Joined.
Hello?
Nick?
Joined.
Nick, morning.
How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you, sir?
It's crazy. What can I tell you?
Hang in there, buddy. Hang in there.
It's pre-meeting madness.
Yes, and I know. I know.
I feel for all of you because, you know, you've got your own lives to try and catch up on before you leave.
I'm telling you, this is probably the worst time for us because in the university, it's strategic meeting time, you know.
Oh, God.
As a matter of fact, right now, I'm double booked. I'm supposed to go to the finance manager's bursary retreat, which is about 15 miles from here, I have to drive. But the university bursar just called me to ask me. He's not seen me, and the official opening has begun. So I lied to him. I said, look, I'm engaged in a problem here. We have a little problem I'm working on. He wouldn't understand if I told him anything else.
Very quiet today. I wonder where everyone is.
Hi. Well, I gather there's three of us now on. I believe maybe Frederick is on also. Frederick?
He might be on the other language channel. I'm
yes, sure. He might be on it, yeah. But this is where we are.
Oop, somebody's Skyping me.
Hmm.
People are probably on the Spanish channel, though.
Yes, I.
You don't have a Skype address, do you?
No, Nick. I've pulled down my Skype. It's in my house, so I need to
All
put
right.
one in my office.
I will end up having to duck out at half past the hour, I'm afraid, though.
Okay.
But Frederick will be on here, so.
Fred.
Joined.
Morning, Fred. How are you?
Fine, Captain. And you?
Very well. Thank you, sir. Nick is on with us, too.
Great. Hello, Nick.
Hello. So I'm leaving at 1:30, so...
Seems that we are only a few.
Looks like we have Rudy, Sylvia, Vladimir, Matthias, and Frederick.
Rudy, Sylvia, Vladimir.
Right.
Matthias.
And Sergio.
Sergio is there too?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a quorum.
And Jose Luis.
Jose Luis.
They've got quite a party going on over there.
We also have Wanda on Skype.
Wanda is on Skype.
Yeah.
And Andres.
Andres is on Skype.
On the Spanish channel, I believe.
I think we have a quorum.
Andres gets on.
I think I'm going to just call the meeting to order.
They cannot hear us, apparently.
Oh.
I'm just Skyping and have the operators on Skype, as well as the participants. apparently the interpreter can't be heard.
Oh, okay. We gotta wait for him then.
Speaking in English. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. One moment, please. Nick, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Will you talk to the interpreter? He cannot hear you. I'm going to put the headset back on him, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
His name is Nick.
Okay.
Check 1-2.
Nick?
Check 1-2. Yes.
Yeah. I can hear you, Nick, now.
Okay, good. Over to you, Carlton.
All right.
Let's see how they hear the interpretation.
Okay, si pueden...
Good morning, everyone. I am going to call the meeting to order. We are going to go directly into the first item on the agenda. As you know, there are standing items on the agenda, and then we have proposed agenda items. The standing items on the agenda there are is adoption roll call, designation of the chair, adoption of the meeting summary from the last meeting, a review of any action items from the last meeting, and a review of the current status of ALS applications. And then we add new agenda items.
Technical operator.
Joined.
Nomination of the board liaison, new policy initiatives under consideration in the ALAC, and an update on the LAC RALO GA. I'm going to do the roll call, and then we go through the adoption. My understanding is on the Spanish channel, there's Rudy, Sylvia, Vladimir, Sergio, Jose Luis, Andres, and Vanda, and Scott. And Mateus is also on the Spanish channel. Did I leave out anyone?
Andres Piacha?
Yes, I have Andres. If you didn't hear your name, I would appreciate you saying, making me know that you are on the Spanish channel. Let me go again. Rudy, Silvia, Vladimir, Sergio, Jose Luis, Vanda, and Andres, as well as Mateus. Did we get that right?
También falta Daniel.
Daniel?
Daniel?
Okay.
Okay. ¿Alguien más?
All right. On the English, Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Hello?
You mentioned all of them.
Very well, thank you. And of course, on this side, we have Nick, Frederick, and myself. By my count, we have a quorum. Can I move for an adoption of the agenda?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I'll make it real easy. I am going to chair the meeting. Next item, the adoption of the meeting summary from the last meeting. That meeting summary was circulated in both English and Spanish. Thank you very much, Frederick. And can I ask for comments on the meeting summary?
No objections.
Thank you very much. So now we move to the next item. And it's a review of the action items. There was just three action items that have been floating. And one is not listed in the ones that are there right now. My friend Sergio had committed to following up on the application for ACUE, which is an IELTS in Colombia, that has applied, and we were in the due diligence phase, but we're not getting through to the parties that had listed themselves as officers. And Sergio volunteered to speak to them. I don't know if Sergio is hearing me.
Joined.
Jose Salgueiro has just joined us from Venezuela.
Hi, everyone.
Morning, Jose.
Good morning.
We are just in the review of the action items. There was one action item that we're dealing with now, is the due diligence for ACUE, which is a Colombian IELTS that is applied. And in the due diligence phase, Sergio Salinas Porto volunteered to act as an intermediary between the at-large staff and ACUE. And I was just trying to get an update from Sergio whether or not he has managed to make contact.
He is waiting to speak.
Go ahead, Sergio.
Thank you. We have no audio from the Spanish channel.
Can you hear me?
Now
I'm
now
hearing you now.
Okay. When I was trying to communicate with Antonio, Antonio had some health issues that he wasn't receiving my emails. And that's the reason I got in touch with the secretary of that organization. We talked about what was happening. And they said it was very difficult he didn't know that we were having this problem, but that happened just a couple of days ago. I was trying to communicate with Antonio to see if there was any possibility. I have finished my internet activities. My understanding was that he was in bed and everything. A couple of days ago, I sent an email with the urgency, and I am waiting to get a response with a copy to me. This is the only information that I have so far.
Well, all right. Thank you very much, Sergio. We will record that. You have made contact via email and spoken to the principals in ACUE, and we are now awaiting some response, and in the response, it will go to at large as well as copied to you. Thank you very much for that effort, sir. The action items, as you know, it's linked a little. You've seen that we've now have the minutes translated in Spanish, thanks to Frederick and Matthias, and that is a great move forward. And the Spanish translation came out at the same time as the English notes, which was a very good thing. The other outstanding action item is the accountability framework draft to be translated in Spanish. As you know, we had further clarification on this. There were some issues that were raised by the legal team at ICANN, and the plan was, as soon as those were resolved, we would then make the document translated and available. So I think that is
Danny
in train.
Joined.
Danny has joined. Glad to see you, hear you, Danny.
Good morning. Have we got the Adobe Connect link working yet?
Say that again.
The Adobe Connect link for this session?
No, I'm not familiar with the Adobe Connect link.
We're not using it for this meeting, Danny.
Oh, okay.
We will. We're still implementing it.
Fair enough. Thank you.
We just went over the current status. As I said, for the ALS applications, there's only one outstanding, ACUI from Colombia, and you are the update from our colleague, Sergio Salinas Porto. So that will suffice for the record. Moving to the nomination for the board liaison from the ALAC, the next agenda item. Some of you who have been following the list would know that we have two members of ALAC that are nominated to be the board liaison from ALAC to the ICANN board for the next year. Wendy Selza, who is the incumbent, as well as Bo Brendler. How it works is that the nominations are from the ALAC, and then the vote is by the ALAC. The nomination closes on the 14th, is it?
I believe that's true, yeah.
On the 14th of June. And after the 14th of June, I think we have a month to finally decide and who gets the job. Is there a... Hello?
I would just say that there is a week after the nominations close for nominees to accept their nomination.
Right.
And then discussions throughout the meeting in Paris, and the board, the chair of ALAC, will call the date of the election at sometime after Paris to allow the information from the candidates to be disseminated to the RALOs and give them time to consider the full information.
Pablo Hinojosa.
Joined.
Pablo.
Andres is in the queue, by the way.
Yes. Andres. Piazza? Hello? I hope you all had a chance to hear the clarifications given by Nick. Suffice to say that we have some time to make up our minds about the candidates. The candidates are, so as far as I know, and looking, monitoring the lists. Wendy Seltzer, as well as Bo Brendler, have already accepted their nominations.
Actually, I haven't seen an acceptance from Wendy. Which doesn't mean I didn't miss one, but...
I think she has. In any event, Nick, they have for a week after the 14th until the 21st of June to accept the nomination. And thereafter, we will have discussions on the list as to who Lacrallo will support for this position. You should look out for a lot more information from the candidates. I know that one candidate has already sent forward a website where information about her can be done. We won't say anything more about these candidates for now, except to urge members to get as much information as they can about the candidates so we can have a discussion and then come to consensus as to who our ALAC reps will support.
Apparently Andres is quite keen on talking.
Okay. Andres, you have the floor.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
I'm saying you have the floor. You can talk. We're listening to you now.
Andres, you can continue. The meeting in Paris, we could generate... We could have a conference, but through a remote way, we could have... If we could have information about the candidates that have been designed, if we could develop some opinions and instructions, if we could have some additional information to ask them. We have done that before. It has worked in the past. That's very good. This is Sergio from Argentina. Siga, Sergio. What I have is a question. Perhaps somebody could answer it. Can we have a candidate when is Wendy? Could we decide that our representatives could have this mandate, or we or we could vote through a remote way. How does it work?
Sergio, the idea was that we would await we would wait until the clock has run out on the nominations, and then we would begin to hear the views of the candidates for the position. The idea that Andres put forward, that perhaps in the Paris meeting, where presumably all the candidates would be known by then, we could arrange a session where the candidates get to speak about their own philosophies and give us a chance to see what they're about. And those who are in Paris could be part of it face-to-face, and then it could be arranged that there is remote participation as well as translations of the session made available is a good one. That is one way to collect some information. The candidates will also have an opportunity to direct us to other places where they have written information about themselves. And then, like the last time, we would come to a consensus, like Rallo will come to a consensus as to who, what the favored candidate is from the Lacrallo's perspective. It is this decision, our consensus decision to support a candidate, that is taken forward to ALAC by our representatives. The vote for the board liaison is an ALAC vote. It's the 15 members of ALAC that are mandated to vote for that person. So what the Rallo will be doing in effect is to advise our representatives to ALAC who we would support for this position. That is the intent. I hope all of that got through.
Carlton?
Yeah.
If I may, Nick speaking, to answer the, I think, the first part of Andre's question, which you also made mention of, we can provide an opportunity for Lacrallo to have a discussion with the candidates, though that would probably take place after the Paris meeting is over, simply due to time constraints during the Paris meeting itself.
Yes. That's a further clarification. Thank you very much, Nick. So, Nick, on behalf of the at-large staff, is committing to providing an opportunity for the candidates to be viewed and interacted with Lacrallo. I hope that answers the question, Sergio.
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you, sir.
This is Barzallo.
Who was this? I think I missed it.
Jose Luis Barzallo, I think.
Oh.
So after the meeting in Paris, we will have all the information of the candidates?
Yes.
And they sent through Carlton, Matthias, and me, and eventually we'll have a teleconference in which we could pose our questions. And we'll have the opportunity as well to have a better mobility with time. What I would like to recommend is that something that we usually do for the selections of NONCOM is to have a short list of the candidates so that If we have a number of them, we have just a short list of four, three or four, and we could have some bias of them. And then we can do it with eventually with more time. And that way we wouldn't have an interference with the activities. So I would suggest this option based on the number of candidates who are available.
Yes, Jose Luis, that is definitely a good suggestion, and I think that's the way we will go. We will wait through the end of the nomination to see whether or not other candidates are nominated, and at the end of the nomination process, we will then put together the information, or point to where the information can be had, so we can begin to look at the information that is written. And then, as Nick proposed and we've accepted, we will arrange for, the large staff will arrange for a teleconference or some kind of meeting with the candidates and Lacrallo, so we can have further discussions on it. So I thank you for that suggestion. It is probably the best way to go on this.
Okay, this is Sergio from Argentina. Diga, Sergio. This should be developed through the meeting in Paris. Is that a question?
The Paris meeting may begin. It may begin to collect the information and the interactions with the candidates may also take place in the Paris meeting, because some Lacrallo folks will be there. But we also expect to have interactions after the Paris meetings and before the elections itself, which is called by the chair of ILAC.
That's great.
I am hoping that we all agree with how we're going to approach our interactions with the board liaison. I'm presuming that there are no other questions on this agenda item. Can we move to the next agenda item? Are there other comments or questions from my friends on the Spanish channel?
Apparently not.
Okay, thank you. Members who have been following the list, discussion list, would have seen in the recent time three issues that have come up on discussions, and for which there were briefing sessions or drafts that were relayed to the list. There was discussion on fast flux hosting, and that was a briefing that was given by Dave Visitello from the SSAC committee, that is the Security and Stability Advisory Committee. There was a briefing on the draft operating plan and budget by Kevin Wilson, who is the CFO from ICANN. And there was a briefing session on the new GTLD program from Carla Valente, who is the program director for the GTLD. And I can't remember the name of the others.
Olaf Nordling.
Olaf Nordling. Thank you, Nick. who is the manager for policy coordination, policy development coordination, it is, I think.
Yes, that's right.
These were very important thing. Members will recall that the draft operating plan and budget was put out for comments, and there were several comments from Lacrallo members on that plan. The budget briefing was an extension of that comment period. I don't know if there are any questions that members would want to pose or ask right now that maybe we can help provide some clarification on.
Carlton is...
This is Rudy. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yes, Rudy.
I was checking the document, and indeed, it is very detailed. The numbers that are going to be invested for the strategic plan. What I haven't seen, and I would like to know if there is or exists any detail in terms of the topics of participation. I would like to know if there is information about what percentage is going to be destined to the topic, for example, tools to for communications, or what percentage is going to be delegated for trips. A little bit more details about the general budget in terms of the ICANN budget.
Nick, you want to say something?
I'm just pulling out my copy of the budget.
Okay.
Sorry. There are multiple copies of it. So in the most recent draft budget, there are breakdowns of areas of spending in pie charts.
The leader has strongly criticized U.S. presidential candidate Barack Obama for saying Jerusalem
and amongst those various breakdowns is a chart on page 26, which shows and 27, which illustrate the amount of the total budget which is going to key areas like global community participation, international participation, and other areas like that. So if there are other breakdowns that would be valuable, please transmit those to the staff so that when the budget is approved, we can ask that these additional slices, if you like, can be made available.
Does that help you, Rudy?
Rudy, no sé si eso le haya servido. I also have this document, the Spanish version. And the pages that Nick mentioned does not agree with the document in Spanish. I understand that it is complicated to have a budget for any strategic item, but I think it is important to know whether more resources are going to be allocated for each item. I am going to check out this document a little deeper. Perhaps I miss part of it because it is a very extensive document. But let's continue on with the meeting.
And of course, if there are any questions from Rudy or anyone else after reviewing the budget, please do send them. We will combine them together and make sure that answers come back from the finance staff for you.
And that is the point I wanted to emphasize, Nick. Thank you, Rudy, for the question. I am urging all of us who have questions on the budget. The good thing is that we have draft. We have some document that is available, and some of it, not all of it, is in Spanish. It's a good thing for us, and it's a good thing to see the participation. And I would encourage those who have questions to just formulate your questions, and you can send them directly to Nick and the staff at large, or you can copy to the it would be useful to copy to the list so that other of our friends and colleagues can see the kinds of issues that are coming up, and it might even help them to formulate additional questions. So that's a good thing. To the other issue, well, before I move on, are there any other questions on the draft budget?
Yes, this is Sergio from Argentina.
Sergio.
Two questions. The first one is if ICANN has provided a budget for communication in items that related to publicity to add this topic of discussions that ICANN is that is taking place in ICANN in some places in terms of massive communication. And the other theme is where can we get this information in Spanish that you've been talking about?
The budget is available from the front page of ICANN.org. You will see a section on the left entitled Operating Plan and Budget. It is in English, but directly below that is a link that says Español.
Yes, there's also a link that there was a note that was sent around on the list that announced the availability of the draft budget, as well as announced the briefing session for the budget. And there is a link in that note that connects directly to the page with the budget. And you can also get the Spanish from version. There, as I said, Sergio, not every single sub-document is translated already. But there is enough translated that gives me great pleasure to see that there is a real effort being made to make some of these documents available in other than English language. And that is commendable.
Very well. Very well.
Are there any other questions from my friends on the Spanish channel? I thought Rudy wanted to a follow-up? Was he indicating a follow-up?
I have another question. Excuse me for being such an inquirer.
Please. It's what this meeting is for.
The question is that the staff of ICANN have requested information to have a strategic plan, and we've been asked what are the priority topics for our organizations, which should be the priority topics for Agralo. My understanding is that information, there is going to be a document that is going to be some topics that are going to be important for Lacroalo. Now, in terms of the budget, the draft budget, these topics that we are talking about in our organizations, for example, we have answered that some of the priority topics for us is to have this didactic and technical information so that we could have access to the process of ICANN. Are these items somehow reflected in the budget, or this is going to be for the next fiscal year, or how this topic is going to be handled?
Go ahead, Nick.
I'm just to make sure I understand. You're referring to multilingualism?
Well, there's multilingualism and there's a documentation. I understand what Rudy is. Before the budget came out, they were on the list and there were requirements for us to fill out and say what issues are important for us and what the impact is on what the Lacroalo thinking was. And the question of multilingualism and the availability of policy documents in Spanish and other languages was high on the list. The question of making policy documents, once they're decided, available in ways that internet users, average internet users, can understand was another one on the list. The availability of ICANN roles to be messaged in our local region from ICANN directly was high on the list. And it was recognized that these things were supposed to be budgeted for. And all of the things that came back, I also filled out one of those, made pointed note that these are discussions that have been going on for a little while and would require a budget subvention for them. I think that's what Rudy is referring.
The first thing I would say, in a shameless plug for the survey on multilingualism, is that on the front page of ICANN.org is access to the survey we are conducting on what
Nick, ¿podría repetir otra vez esa parte? Nick, could you please repeat that part because I missed part of it.
Okay. On the front page of ICANN.org, there is a link to a survey on multilingualism and access to information in multiple languages. So far, 34 individual internet users have filled out the survey. So I would encourage you very strongly, if you have not taken the survey, to spend 5 minutes. It is in Spanish and 10 other languages, to make sure that more internet user voices are heard in the survey. Secondly, I can tell you that it is proposed that a very considerable increase in spending on translation and interpretation will take place this coming year. In fact, you will see a considerable number of documents posted in Spanish and several other languages up to the Paris meeting, and a considerable additional number posted in July, including posting some older documents so that you can read current documents on a given policy area and also refer back to previous information, again in Spanish and other languages. I am personally the person who sends off documents for the whole policy department to be translated. We are doing as much as we can, as quickly as we can, to translate all that we can. But it is organizationally very complex to introduce multiple languages into a large portion of everyone's work processes. So I know that you all would like it to move faster than it does, but we are doing the best that we can. And your voices are being heard. I would encourage you, when you see a public consultation that is in English only, to send in a comment in Spanish saying, where is the Spanish version of this document? The more often that the message is heard about multilingualism, the faster the response of ICANN will be.
Thank you for that response, Nick. Just to add to Nick and for Rudy, there, as I read the budget, I notice that there have been some improvement in the funds that are drafted for translation and so on. I am, as Nick says, it's a difficult thing, and I'm not so sure that it is as much as should be. And that's why I think we should read the document and make our comments, because my own personal belief is that not enough resources are being directed at these kinds of issues, the multilingualism issue, the availability of the documents and the messaging. I really don't think that what is there is going to be enough. Are there any other comments?
One thing I can say is the amount that is showing for translation for next year's budget is at least one third larger than the amount available last year.
I do see that too, Nick. As I said, there has been increases, but if you look at the enormity of the task, especially with the sources that you have available, it's going to be very serious. And that's one of the reasons why some of us have been saying, for example, the BBC, just to take one organization, is challenged with that every day, and it's their business. They do it every day. And probably what we could do, this is my recommendation, that we really seriously talk to these people who do that as a daily thing, and they get up and do it every day and see what we can learn from them, or see if we can somehow bring them in the process. I think that's most important. And I didn't make the connection to the BBC lightly, because I do believe that in terms of the public, the general public, especially in the Lakralla regions, radio is going to play a significant part of the messaging component. I really do believe that.
Well, I'm sure we will be talking about this in Paris. With regret, I must leave now. I'm sorry to leave you all early, but I look forward to seeing some of you in Paris next week.
All right, Nick, Goodspeed. We will be talking to
you. Travel well.
Yeah, bye-bye. So, my friends, we still have I think we want to... I'm sorry, I was over-speaking somebody.
I have a consultation.
Yes.
This is Andres.
Yes, Andres.
On the one hand, with Sergio, con Carlos, with Concilio, our teleconferences
have we lost Andres?
Okay, this is Andres. I lost communication. I'm sorry. We have shared with other members. We have had a fruitful communication with other members. And in this case, it is very important the multilingualism about the budget. At a moment, it was suggested that we could...
We are not hearing you, Andres. You need to speed it up.
Andres?
Andres, are you still with us?
Okay, this is
I'm presuming Andres is not with us anymore.
No. There were some topics that we were talking about in some teleconferences. With translation, and we have a concern that we have shared with several members. And we would like to advance in some political topics. Something important is these conferences.
José Salgueiro.
Left.
I would like to have like 50% of the time for these kind of conferences. For example, right now, I would love to have discussions about in which we could give significant comments. I would like to talk. This is Sergio.
No, I'm still not clear what Andres is saying. I'm still not clear what he's saying. Can I have a clarification? Is it the question that we are still challenged to have Spanish translations on all of the talks and all of the documents, or is it a question is he saying that it's the unavailability of all of the documents related to the budget and the operation plans not being in Spanish? What? I'm not sure what has been said.
Okay, let me pose the question again. This has to do with the discussions in the teleconferences so far in 2008, it's been around multilingualism, translation. These are, of course, very important topics. However, many members, we have the concern and the interest that this translation touch political topics in our teleconferences. And I think we haven't had this kind of discussions. Our roles as representatives of internet. So my question is that half of our conferences, we should have assign 50% of the time for political issues. At this particular moment, I think it is important.
But let me just interject there and get to the point here. The reason why we have an agenda set out is for members to indicate what issues they want discussed.
Could you repeat that again?
The reason why we have a draft agenda that is sent out before the actual conference and ask for adoption of the agenda at the beginning of the conference is to do just that, so that members can put items on the agenda. That is the whole point of it. So what you're seeing here reflected is information from members, principally from the lists and principally from the ALAC work. That is how the agenda gets developed. So any member can propose an agenda item. This is not, it's not closed to anyone. So I really would suggest that if there is any issue that any member feels is important for the group to discuss, then all it has to do is to be submitted for the agenda. And based on the adoption of that agenda, it will be discussed. So that's the easiest way to get anything on the agenda. And remember, colleagues, we are the ones collectively that decide what the agenda is going to be. We have an agenda that has standing items, and we have an agenda that has additional items. And it was done that way deliberately so that members can be informed as to what they want to talk about.
Carlton, if you may also add the point here. I just would like to confirm to the participant that I always review the agenda, and indeed I had a discussion 2 days ago with Carlton reviewing the agenda and making sure that always ICANN issues are there. Thank you.
A ver si dígame ahora.
Yes.
This is José Luis.
Yes, José Luis, go ahead.
It's actually Sergio.
Oh, it's Sergio. Go ahead, Sergio.
Yeah. Along the lines of Andres, we at one point requested to work in commissions or something like that in order to bring these meetings more rich information about what is being done in ICANN. For us, it is important to have tools like those so that we could continue working and functioning this way. If we work in commissions, we could start arguing issues, and it's very likely that TRALO could extend in those areas. Otherwise, we have representatives that are going to the meetings of ILAC. However, they go without any mandate. So we're concerned about it, that these representatives of ours go with a mandate with the things we have discussed here. If you want to call it administrative issues in LACRALO, and we are not talking about political issues that the region could have, it's very difficult to that Lagrallo gets its objective for the reason it was created. This is just a proposal. I would like to have a working commissions, and we would like to have this the communication by telephone with different commissions in order to work in specific political objectives. And if we need a issue that could be, I can that some issues that could be discussed in ICANN, we could add or join that discussion.
Okay, let me answer by saying this. The Lacrallo, I think I understand what Carlos is getting at, but let me be very straightforward and frank upstairs. The Lacrallo was organized and constituted to represent issues of ICANN policy to the ALAC, which is the conduit for at-large into ICANN. That is the purpose in which Lacrallo was developed and discussed. Now, it is if we have issues that we need to infiltrate to ICANN, we have to send them through the ALAC. And the way to do that is to influence the ALAC agenda. Now, the ALAC works with working groups and other methods to develop issues and positions and policy statements from ICANN. If we are talking about Lacrallo influencing those issues, there are already structures with which to do that. There are working groups, and working groups, remember ALAC is a worldwide organization, and the worldwide organization has working groups on various and sundry issues. I believe that if we have an issue that we think is not represented in ALAC or is not properly reflected in ICANN policy, then what we can always do is form a working group and invite others to join us in that working group. That position is still open. There is nothing to stop us from forming working groups of our own that reflect issues that we think are of concern that we want to push in ALAC and in ICANN. So that's my answer to that. If it is for us, those of us who have these political positions that we want to put forward to ALAC and ICANN, to create the working groups to do that. We have to act on that. But with respect to the issues that are in front of ALAC, those working groups are already established. They are at work. Our ALAC representatives are taking part in those. And if we need to expand working groups, then it is for us to start a working group around the subject, around the issue that we feel is not being discussed in ALAC at this minute. That's my answer.
Carlton, this is Danny. May I have permission to speak?
Yes.
I have appreciated the Lacrallo discussion.
Disculpe, excuse me, I missed the last part. Could you repeat that?
Yes.
You're asking Danny? It's Danny. Cedric.
Okay. Yes. Danny is thanking the Lacrallo for their discussions on new GTLD evaluation processes. I would like to point out that in the new GTLD working group, Sebastian has had to resign because of a conflict of interest. There is now only one Lacrallo member on the new GTLD working group, and we would appreciate having other volunteers. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Danny.
Campton?
Yes.
Yes, Frederick speaking. Daniel, Sergio, Silvia, and Andres would like to talk more about policy.
Okay.
This is Jose Luis. I would like to have the floor.
Can you just wait until Andres go Jose Luis. Andres, you have the floor.
Andres, you have the floor. Andres.
Andres is not ready? Okay. Jose Luis, you have the floor. We have another 10 minutes in this teleconference, you see, so we need to move along here.
We have determined today's agenda with five topics. We should have a specific area. I don't think that in the teleconference we should talk about issues. This is not incompatible. It could be complimentary. You know, we should have enough time to talk about these topics. I'm sorry, I missed part of it. I have some problem. This is the interpreter. I have some problems with the communication in the Spanish channel.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead.
Carlton?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yes, Carlton. Due to the fact that we still have 10 minutes and we did not cover the other items on the agenda, why we should not, let's say, put all, let's say, the comments of the people, maybe in writing or maybe for the next lateral or teleconference? Because once again, we have to go...
Yes, Frederick, That is actually what the discussion group is for, so that we can have lengthier conversations.
Absolutely.
on the discussion groups. Members, however, in this area of the world, it's more appropriate for members to speak, and because that's the way we are oral people. So we have to make we have to make accommodations for this. Just to say, though, that the teleconference runs 1.5 hours, and we really would like to keep it in those boundaries.
Absolutely, but once again, here we have an agenda, is to follow the agenda, and respecting the fact that the Latin American people are like that. I think that you also have to talk about the other issues on the agenda. But once again,
true.
It's up to you.
Yes. My practice so far is allow members to speak, and we work through the agenda as best as we can. Those that we don't get to, we just flow them over to the next period.
Okay.
That is our practice so far. We really okay. want people to participate.
Perdón, ¿quién está hablando ahorita?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, this is Jose Luis.
Yes, Jose Luis. Go ahead.
What I said is that Andres' proposal is very valuable, and I think that we should combine with all the ideas that have been expressed at this moment. If we have an agenda and we should respect it for next meeting, we should set the first point, the item of the policy, and perhaps that way we could share our opinions. perhaps we could develop some commissions to deal with these topics. I agree with Andres. The only thing that I would change is that we should do what is necessary. Perhaps if we talk about the first item for our next item, we perhaps also could develop the commissions, as Sergio suggested. And also, through our representatives, we could bring those items to ICANN, because otherwise we are entangling in a number of things, and we're going to end it up, you know, like in this moment, we won't be able to finish our agendas we had planned. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose Luis. The point I'm hearing Jose Luis saying is that we could reconstruct the agenda as it exists now, and we could actually upend the agenda, which is to say, the standing items actually come last, and the items that are brought on the agenda because they're topical first. I have no objection to that. If members agree that this is the best way to go, we will simply follow through on that. The point I'm going to continue to emphasize is that this agenda belongs to members, and members can put whatever item they wish on the agenda, so long as it is embraced by a consensus of the members. That is how it has always been. So if members agree, and we can put it on the list, that we should change the format of the agenda, I will put it on the list that we change the format of the agenda to involve. I will also insist, though, that you must understand that LAC Rallo is about the ALAC business, and we have to treat the ALAC policy issues, because that's where our representatives go. We cannot but do that. These are the things that are absolutely critical. We can change the agenda. We can invite other topics on the agenda that might be off topic to the ALAC. But in the end, we have to treat with ALAC policy issues.
This is Sergio. Can I have the floor?
Yes, Sergio.
What I suggested some time ago, I would like to continue on with that line with what Daniel, Sylvia, Andres, and Jose Luis also agree. I think that it's necessary that we work as a group inside RALO with the topics that we're discussing with ALAC, especially because we have the same definition when we try to pose some of the items. Sometimes, you know, I think that we should have consensus, and there are some policies that we should consider when we go to ILAC. It's not that each one of us is going to go on our own. I want to make that clear. I think that the region of Latin America and the Caribbean area, for political and cultural reasons, and for common interest that we have in the region, we should have put some areas, because some of our members of ILAC, but it is important that we shouldn't go as isolated individuals, but as a community of Latin America and the Caribbean with very well-defined points. I think that each one of the people involved should have a mandate, because we already talk those topics in the regional area. And I think that this is related to the policies of the region, and that's why we're working by regions in ICANN. That's the only thing that I want to mention. I should say that
either tomorrow or day after tomorrow, we should have a discussion about where we want to work and where to have those meetings. I don't know if you understand me.
I understand you perfectly clear, Sergio. That is exactly how I see it. It is an organization that is constructed on the idea that we should have consensual approaches to policy that go forward to our ALAC membership. Our ALAC representatives are under our instructions in ALAC to vote our concerns, and this is the reason why we've set it up this way. I agree it is difficult in as wide as it is with the language that we cannot work effectively without certain tools. And translation, multilingualism is one of them, and that is very important to us. And a lot of discussions are centered around multilingualism and the availability of documents and so on to inform the discussions that we have. We use the LAC discuss list to discuss ideas and issues, and the teleconference is intended to bring together the discussions from the LAC discuss list so that we have one final position and we can all agree to it. It is intended that once discussions are taking place on the list, we will use the teleconference format to see if we can achieve consensus. That was always the way it was intended. For example, we have the discussion about the new GTLDs. As Danny pointed out earlier, there is a working group, and we've had working group discussions. We're down to one member from this region in that working group. Now, I don't know about, I cannot speak for everyone, but what I see in this new GTLD evaluation process, I find it alarming, and I would reject it as is right now. It is important for us to be a part of the working group, so I'm urging others, and I will join that working group.
Carlton?
Yes.
I just would like to have the floor 20 seconds. You were talking about the new GTLD program.
Yes.
And I just want to ensure, this is Frederick talking for the interpreter. I just wanted to make sure that everyone understands that there will be a considerable amount of information posted in both Spanish and French very shortly. We will also have the recording of briefing in Paris in Spanish and French that will be available after the Paris meeting. And there is an ALAC new GTLD policy working group who will be working to develop a comprehensive at-large position after Paris.
Thank you for that intervention, Frederick. Frederick has just added to what I'm saying. So we have structures at which we can begin to work on this policy issue, which I believe is substantive. And I know that all of us don't have the same interests in this kind of issue. But again, it is for you to become a part of the issue and inform our brethren, our colleagues, the importance of this issue to us. It's now 9:33 by my watch, and we should really be winding down this teleconference. I'm going to just give one last update on the LACRALO GA issue so that members can become more apprised of it. We established a small working group for the LACRALO GA several months ago. And from that working group, it was decided that we would find a way to develop funds for our GA, our General Assembly. We solicited the help of the at-large staff in developing a budget and working with interest in Panama to see what it would cost us. A draft budget was produced by the at-large staff. There were some indications that there were some things that were left out, which the members of the working group thought was important enough. And so we've asked the at-large staff to examine the draft again and working these other considerations. As it appears now, we will not make the June, we would not have made the June deadline anyway. But we continue to work on the budget to see how much money we need to spend. It is a significant sum. We are running right now. We are estimating that the General Assembly meeting would cost anywhere in the region of $55,000 to $65,000 United States dollars. Comments?
Yes, this is Andres.
Yes,
sí, Andres.
Yes, Andres.
Last year, we couldn't generate the consensus about the budget in ICRAN. This time, are we going to get the money for the meeting in Panama? Hopefully next year, we shouldn't have the same problem. Somebody in the region should give a follow-up so that we shouldn't have the same problem that in Lac Rallo misses the meeting for next year or loses it. We should have the resources, and ICANN doesn't have that budget. You know, we should have somebody to follow up this thing so that we don't have those problems. So it seems that Andres, Andres is no longer with us.
Oh, Andres is no longer with us. I quite agree. We should have somebody in the region following up and trying to find the money for a conference. But this is a volunteer organization, so we are happy to note any volunteer that would want to do that.
Not only for that meeting in Panama, but also for next year, so that we shouldn't. That this year couldn't meet before the meeting in Paris, which was the intention. If it's necessary okay, this is Sergio. If it's necessary, in order to do the follow-up for the meeting, that if we need to talk in English, I won't be able to do it. But if we could do this in Spanish and write it, I could take that position.
Sergio, you've hit on one of it's more complex than thing. In a volunteer organization that it has a lot of time on its hands and a lot of persons, you could have a fundraiser and you could have all of these things done, but that requires volunteers. We have a small working group that's been working on this matter for a while. You could make it a standing working group and add people as you wish, but in any event, there are two issues that you have to follow up. There is no money And there are sources of money outside of Lac Rallo, and what we need to do is to be able to find those sources, assess those sources, and get the money to do the meeting. So all who would wish to volunteer for any of those duties, we would be happy to note it.
This is Vladimir Dávalos.
Yes, Vladimir.
Yes, Vladimir Dávalos from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
He could join us as well as Daniel. So we would be at least the three of us. We would be part of the team to work on that area.
Very good. Okay, colleagues, it's now 10 minutes over time, and I unfortunately have to call this meeting to a close. I urge all of you, we have a process that can be used to advance the agenda. Any agenda item can be suggested, and they become a part of the draft agenda items. When we meet, it is your votes that decide what goes on the agenda. And that is the way it has always been, and that is the way I think it has to work for any kind of consensus in an organization that is based on consensus. So please do not be shy to put forward your ideas for agenda items for discussion. I would only remind you that it is best for those items to be discussed first on the list, so that when we come to the teleconference, that is an hour and a half compared to a month-long list, we will have something that is fairly distilled so that we can make a vote. I thank you all for coming onto this teleconference. Next month, we revert to our regular time, which is the third Thursday of the month, 1300 hours UTC. Thank you all. Signing off.
Thank you. Bye. We'll
Pablo
meet again.
Hinojosa.
Left.
Bye-bye. Fred.
Left.
Carlton Samuels.
Left.
Digo operator.
Left.
A Digo operator.
Yes?
Left.
Spanish interpreter on the English channel.
Left.